Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the J-Pod Bonecast presents 31 Days of Dexter. Today's day 26, October 26, 2021. Our kill counter remains at 87 right now. But, you know, I'm obviously running out of creative titles for these podcasts because we're coming towards the end. So today's episode is going to be called Hannah Banana. So a little cool little thing with that. Those of you that have seen the series obviously know why I chose that title as well. So in today's episode, I will be recapping episode 5, Swim Deep, episode 6, Do the Wrong Thing, episode 7, Chemistry, and episode 8, Argentina. So we're going to get right into it, all right? Episode 5, Swim Deep. So season 7, episode 5, Swim Deep. So we end up seeing Dexter right now is cleaning his boat, and he's pretty much saying, like, this is a chore he likes, you know. He needs to keep things up and running, you know. It's the little things in the maintenance, but it's fine. He's talking to Harry himself right now, you know, his conscience. So he's also saying that he wants to get the boat ready because Harrison's coming home tomorrow. As we haven't seen Harrison for a little while, you know. He's been with Aster and Cody, and, you know, because now we know of, like, the whole thing with Deb and Dexter and everything. Sure enough, we're going to end up seeing Dexter spray a little spray in, like, a corner of a cabinet, and we see some blood run down. So he's like, whose blood is that? That's not Victor's, you know. I know for a fact I cleaned up everything. So he's going to test out blood, and he's going to actually end up finding out that someone had died on his boat there. So sure enough, he's going to find out that it was actually Lewis. Lewis died here, which is crazy. So I'll get back to that. Right now we go back to Miami Metro and we see Masuku freaks out. He's saying that, like, a colleague friend of his had said that he's running some blood work, some outside labs for LaGuardia, and he believes that he's getting fired because of this. So Deb says, don't worry, I'm going to go ask LaGuardia about it. And LaGuardia ends up saying, like, she actually laughs it off. She says, it's nothing, you know. I just needed a second pair of eyes, and sure enough, she says, on what? And Deb notices the little notebook on the table of LaGuardia's, because it's Lundy's notebook, and she says that Lundy carried it everywhere he went with him, so obviously that's something that she remembers, because now we know that LaGuardia has the FBI files on the Bay Harbor Butcher, and you know, she ends up saying how she never thought that Dukes was the Bay Harbor Butcher. She always had her suspicions, and Deb says, you know, and LaGuardia says even Lundy had his suspicions. And then Deb says, put me on that list, you know. Dokes is my partner. So obviously now Deb knows the truth. Deb totally knows the truth. But before, Deb definitely thought Dokes was the killer, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. But whatever. Play your game, Deb. Anyways, so, yeah, this is all because of the blood slide that Dexter left at the crime scene, because it wasn't his usual night, you know. It's awesome because I remember him yelling with Deb, you know. He says, oh, I'm sorry, Deb, you know. It was not my usual, not usually the way it goes. And, you know, Deb says, like, oh, well, fuck me for ruining your night, you know. Like, walking in on you killing someone. I just found out my brother's a serial killer, Christ's sake, you know. But we end up finding out that Deb is committed 100% to helping LaGuardia find the Bay Harbor Butcher. And, you know, obviously she's just keeping tabs on LaGuardia, making sure that she doesn't actually find out the real secret. You know, she says Dokes is dead and maybe the evidence is just going to lead him back to Dokes. So that's all we can hope. You know, we end up seeing Dexter, who is, you know, he doesn't exactly know why Lewis died on his friggin' boat, obviously. So he analyzes the blood. He finds out that it is, in fact, Lewis. So sure enough, we're going to find out Dex is going to go home from now, and when he goes home, his shades are open. So sure enough, he says, shades, you know, like Harrison's not back yet. And we're going to end up finding out that it's Isaac Serco. And just like he was waiting for Tony Rush with the screwdriver and everything like that, he literally has all his kill weapons like laid out in a tarp in Dexter's house. So the minute Dexter walks, you know, in that door, he would literally get killed, you know. So Dexter actually, he recognizes Isaac from the foxhole because he did have a brief encounter with him. And I don't even think I mentioned this, which I should have. I totally forgot about this. But Dexter meets Isaac Serco a while back when when Batista goes to bust up the club one more time that day before they go and get the DNA swab from Hannah McKay. We see Dexter and he's waiting as Batista talks to George Novikov. And I remember, you know, Dexter says something to the effect of, you know, Isaac says, "You're making me nervous. Sit down, get a drink. Like, why are you here?" You know, and I remember Dexter throws the same question back in his face because he says, like, "I'm not here for any of those things." And then he says, like, "Why are you here?" And sure enough, you know, they end up just realizing that they're just killing time is exactly what they're doing. And it's great. You know, Isaac's like, "That's exactly what I'm doing. Killing time, you know." Or Dexter says that because Dexter is just so fed up at that point. But anyways, you know, very cool. I love this little Isaac Serco. You know, a lot of people didn't like this, actually. And I was okay with it, you know, a little cool, but whatever. So anyways, we end up finding out that, you know, Isaac representing the Koshka Brotherhood, he's literally taking it upon himself right now. This has nothing to do with the Brotherhood, you know. He's going after Dexter because he believes that Dexter killed Victor. And, yeah, unbelievable, right? So, sure enough, Isaac's going to tell Dexter that, you know, he knows that he killed Victor and he's out for revenge. So Dexter says good luck, you know, because Dexter ends up having him actually, you know, he calls up his own cell phone and he pretends like he's going to a cafe or something like that. And, you know, sure enough, we just see Isaac. He ends up tying himself up and wrapping everything up and moving on. So now he's going to go to the cafe and wait for this Dexter Morgan. But instead, he's just going to sit down and he asks for a coffee. And the guy says, "I believe this phone call is for you." And this is when we get Dexter. And he says, like, "Why were you in my apartment?" And that's when we end up finding out that he's, in fact, out for revenge. And he's going to kill Dexter. He thinks it's some sort of police conspiracy. And he even names Deb. And this really bothers Dexter. You know, Dexter's like, "I killed Victor. It was me and only me. Like, Deb had nothing to do with it or anybody else. If there's anybody you want, it's for me. It's for you to come after me." And he said, like, "That's exactly the plan." And they hang up. So sure enough, he's going to meet Deb in like the parking garage of Miami Metro. And he ends up telling her, like, "Listen, this is really bad. You know, we're going to have to get a motel for the night. He killed Victor Baskoff because he killed Mike Anderson." And Deb's like wicked pissed, you know. She's like, "What the fuck, Dexter? You're holding evidence, you know, from the police." And Dexter literally, you know, whatever, talks himself out of it. But he just wanted to go after Victor himself, you know. We know that Dexter had just botched a kill pretty much in front of his sister and he did nothing right. So for him to get his own kill and just his own piece was something that he had to immediately. And Victor just happened to be that person, you know. And rightfully so. I mean, Victor, did, you know, killed Mike Anderson. So go Dex, in my opinion. But it's all right. I get it. So anyways, Deb ends up telling Dexter, like, "Listen, all right, you know, this is what we're going to do. Right now, you got to promise to never hold evidence against any of this, you know, like ever again. Just let me know, you know." So sure enough, Dexter's going to agree. But then, you know, then she's going to say that she needs to somehow, you know, go into hiding. And Dexter's like, "You can't complicate my life, you know." Not hiding, because they're going to go into hiding, we see, at like the motel. But it's only for a couple nights. And, you know, we end up not like they'd actually run away from this situation, but it's just the whole thing with Isaac. And they don't want to be killed because they know these Kashyyyk Brotherhoods are crafty, you know, they'll send hitmen, things like that. And, you know, he literally mentioned Deborah by threat, you know, by name. So, yeah, that's about that. I just talked way too much and used way too many run-on sentences about that, so my apologies. I just totally lost my train of thought on that, and I was like, wow. All right, so my bad. We end up seeing Angel now. He's called into Miami Metro, and we end up seeing Hannah McKay. And sure enough, we get our second appearance with Hannah McKay. So Dexter is very fond of Hannah McKay. It just seems like because of how nervous he acts in front of her, or he always has something witty to say around her. And at first, we don't notice that. We just think, oh, man, maybe this is like someone Dexter would kill, you know? She did get away with murder. And by the end of this episode, trust me, like, we know that Dexter wants to kill her. But she ends up agreeing that she'll show them where the bodies are in... you know, I'm going to spoil it now, but it isn't until the end of the episode when she is talking to Dexter that we end up finding out that she has immunity from the DA as long as she cooperates with this and helps them find the bodies. So sure enough, you know, it's cool. We're going to see, like, Dexter and her kind of start talking and things like that. And I don't know. What are your thoughts? One of the coolest things about this podcast, I did ask a lot of my guests if they liked Hannah, Lumen, or Rita. And, you know, what would you guys think? Use the hashtag 31 Days of Dexter and let me know who your favorite, lover of Dexter was. So we end up seeing we end up seeing Deb and, LaGuardia. They end up going to this person's house who's, you know, son tells them that, they had a wedding and things like that. And then after the wedding, this person went missing. So right now we're in the Bay Harbor Butcher investigation. So there's a lot of photos and Deb's going to end up like finding Dexter in one of the photos. So she ends up saying like, hey, there's a bunch, like, you know, why don't I take this stack and you take that stack and we'll really go back into the office and, you know, go over these. So sure enough, she's like, who's saving whose ass now? And she's literally looking at a picture and Dexter is at the fucking wedding. So I love it. You know, Dexter, we end up finding out he was stalking someone at that wedding and he pretended to be the wedding photographer. So sure enough, there was pictures of him and, you know, he didn't think that any evidence would come up on him. But sure enough, he's wrong. You know, Deb was right. So that's pretty awesome. So we end up seeing Hannah. She ends up seeing, you know, Dexter and everything like that. And she leads the police. We see, like, Batista. You know, there's this dead couple that's buried. And she ends up saying that Wayne killed them. And this is when Dexter ends up figuring out that the wound on the woman is, like, too small. So it should it would be from a woman. So he assumes that Hannah McKay killed this woman. But, you know, since she has the immunity, it doesn't matter anyways. So, you know, this is perfect for Dexter's code, right? Where she gets slipped through the cracks as a killer. Maybe Dexter can right this wrong, you know? So, and obviously he's not going to, he breaks Deb's code. He withholds evidence from police. So that code is already broken. Don't believe Dexter whatsoever. But we end up seeing Dexter, who also says he has a plan for Isaac now, because we do know that Isaac's following them, and they want to get out of this hotel, you know, or motel, rather. It's shitty, because Deb is like, you know, I can't do this for another night, and he says, you know, hopefully you won't have to. So Dexter is going to do a brilliant plan where he ends up bringing him to, after that whole crime scene. Do we see a crime scene? I forget where... Oh, all right. Yeah, no, we see him at the Hannah McKay thing with the bodies and everything like that. But we see Isaac is now watching Dexter from afar. So Isaac is going to follow Dexter, and Dexter knows this. So Dexter lures him into, like, this bar that's by Colombian Rivals. And the minute he walks in, he says, Kashyyyk Brotherhood, and then he runs to the bathroom. Not even runs, he just walks, like, you know, not patiently, but, like, you know, steadily, I guess you call it. I don't know, definitely with some gusto. It's not like he's, like, moving, like, slow. So Isaac, like, runs after him. But we end up seeing him save Kashyyyk Brotherhood. And then one of the men behind the bar gets a gun. And, like, he goes in the bathroom and looks. And the window's open. And Dexter slipped out the window. So sure enough, Isaac comes through the bar thinking he's looking for Dexter. And Dexter's plan is that Isaac is going to get killed right now. But to Dexter's surprise, actually the total opposite. This guy is referred to as the fucking Terminator by Deb, first of all. And he literally kills like five people in a bar who have machetes. There's a shotgun. He gets shot in the head. You know, he has like a little flesh wound up top. It didn't obviously kill him or anything like that. And he got a cut in the arm by the machete. You know, he ran out of bullets. And it's just an insane, you know, his blood is everywhere on the crime scene. So this is how Dexter thinks they can get them, get him behind bars, you know, Miami Metro. So sure enough, he's going to, you know, tell Deborah, yeah, the blood matches. They arrest Isaac Serco and Dexter has that one-on-one. And it's amazing. I love the conversation they have. You know, they end up talking about his uncle, I believe, or something like that. I forget, but, or maybe his father. He ends up saying like he had this, you know, what's wrong with people these days and all everything. You know, he ends up saying that, I forget what the hell it was. It's some weird little story, but it's awesome because he talks about this fat man that someone stabbed in the kidneys. And, you know, at the very end, Dexter just ends up saying, well, I'm not a fat man. And he even like snickers and says that is true, you know? So I just love that scene. That's very memorable to me. But obviously not memorable enough where I write down the correct quote, so my apologies. You know, we also see a very heartbreaking scene that Deb is going to confront Dex on later, and she has to lie to Angel and say that they can't reopen Victor, Mike Anderson's case, because Angel doesn't believe that Alex Groznia, whatever his last name is, killed himself. You know, obviously he was being a patsy and everything like that, we know that, and Angel being a good detective obviously sees that. And he says he talks to a lot of people that said, like, you know, he was just a nice guy that you know, was running behind the bar and things like that, and you know, everything he did was for his family, you know. So we end up seeing Quinn as like a dirty cop, which is terrible. This part of Quinn's story does not help me like Quinn anymore. You know, it is crazy to see Quinn, but when I start thinking about Deb, it's like Quinn's shit that he's doing is nothing compared to Deb. Deb is literally aiding and abetting a serial killer, her brother. But Quinn is just, Quinn's accepting cash money right now for a little, he's gonna have to turn away sometimes when they do some drug deals, or in this case, I believe he's, you know, in the next episode, we're going to be asked for him to get the blood of Isaac Serco, the only thing that's keeping Isaac behind bars right now, which is crazy that Joey goes down this road. It's tough to see, you know, but unfortunately, Joey now is having his demise. If we had Joey's demise right now, this would definitely be one of them. So anyways, like I was saying, you know, Deb's also heartbroken that she had to like tell Batista that she couldn't look into to the case anymore and things like that. So it sucks to see her lying to Batista. She loves Batista, you know. Batista was like raised her up and coming, but now she's a lieutenant, so she has to face some of the stuff. And you know, she didn't ask to, you know, she didn't ask for any of this. You think about it, Deb had a perfect life. Not even a perfect life. Deb has never had a perfect life, but I guess, oh man, I wanted to say maybe season 3 she had the best life, but guess what? Season 3 her boyfriend got skinned. Season 2 she didn't really have a, well, no, she had Lundy. That was probably the happiest I think I saw Deb, right? It was Lundy. But like season 4 then she loses Lundy and she loses Anton and she's spiraling. Wow. Yeah, I just don't know. I just don't know. Poor Deb, you know? It's crazy to see Deb. But yeah, I'm sorry. Not to get off the topic, I'm, you know, I'm using these last 4 days to really go into these episodes. So my apologies. Sometimes I'll miss a note or I'll go back to some notes and talk about it. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Like I said, you know, Dexter's just going to, at the end, he talks with Isaac and everything like that. Oh, and we do see Deb bring over the picture to Deb at the, we see Deb bring over the picture to Dexter at the very end, and they end up just burning it, you know, the picture of him at the wedding, and that's when he's going to end up mentioning what happened to that. So that's pretty cool. All right, so next we're going to move right along now. We have episode... All right, so we're going to begin episode 6 right now, Do the Wrong Thing. Kill counter remains at 87. We end up seeing, and this is what's cool about the rewatch, you know, you end up picking up things later on. One of the things I didn't notice was Dexter is already reading a Sal Price novel. So I thought when Dexter meets Sal Price, I thought he just meets him through Deborah by saying, you know, oh, I like his books or something like that. I'm a huge fan, you know. But he actually is a fan because he's reading his book right now on Hannah McKay as he's vetting out Hannah McKay. So I did not pick that up in the very beginning. Maybe a lot of you did, but I did not, unfortunately. So, yeah, I'm not going to know a title on the name of a book until, like, I see the actual character. So, very cool. But anyways, you know, Dexter knows that she's lying as well about the stabbing and things like that. And she knows that she killed. So, sure enough, Dexter, with her immunity, she's pretty much fair game for Dexter. So he tries to talk to her, you know, and Harry's even saying, like, what are you doing, you know, Dexter? Like, we see a little, I don't know if it's hesitation, I guess you'd call it, but what's going to happen, obviously, is this is going to be Dexter's love interest, which is crazy, because we're going to see some crazy things go down with Hannah McKay. It's amazing. And I don't want to spoil it too much into the episode, but I'll continue anyways. Let me just start off with the story, all right? But you guys know what I'm saying. So anyways, Dexter's talking to her, and Dexter actually leaks out a lot of information about his personal life while just talking to Hannah. You know, he's trying to find out what happened to her husband because her husband passed away, and later on Dexter ends up finding out it was poison. So he's like, you know, this is, you know, at one point he does call her the passionate poisoner. I think it's in season 8. It's amazing. But, you know, that's what she does. So, I mean, it fits her MO and everything like that. So he wonders about that. And Dexter even goes as far as to saying that, like, he had a wife that passed away because she was murdered. So just Dexter giving out a lot of information. He's usually this honest with people when they're on, you know, the kill table and he's ready to take them out. But right now he's just talking to Hannah, trying to get close to her and everything like that. So now we're going to go back to Miami Metro, and we end up seeing the whole entire briefing on the Isaac Serco case. And, you know, Deb is very concerned. She's like, all right, like, let's get this dude, you know. The evidence is stacking up against him. Everybody else is calm, but Deb is not. She's like, all right, well, you know, they could claim it as self-defense, and he could be acquitted. And everybody's like, no way, you know, the blood evidence, everything. So they're good, right? So later on, we see Dexter end up going to Hannah and just kind of, like, you know, showing her that he's no problem at all, you know, because she even calls him a stalker at one point because they do find each other bumping in. And Dexter is stalking her, to be honest with you. So sure enough, he ends up saying, like, don't worry, I actually have the blood report, you know, and, you know, my apologies. I didn't mean to accuse you. I was totally wrong. So Dexter pretends like she has all the control knowing like this. So, you know, it's kind of cool. I guess he's right now, like, really vetting her out, you know. This is deep vetting. So anyways, we end up seeing Isaac Serco, and he's just a mess. He's crazy in jail. He's like, you know, we think he's getting beat up by Colombians, but he's not going to last too long if he's in there any longer. He ends up, like, snapping some guy's arm. It's amazing. And then, you know, he ends up getting a cell phone at one point. I'm not sure if it's this episode or... No, yeah, it is this episode. He calls George. He ends up telling him, like, listen, he needs to get here and, you know, get him out of here ASAP. So we're going to end up finding out what George's plan is, you know. George is going to have Quinn going to, you know, go do it. He's going to pay him off, hopefully. So we end up seeing Dexter. You know, now again is talking to Hannah, and he's trying to get in close with her and just gain her trust. So he even asks, you know, what is a good plant for me? He's going around her garden looking at it, and he ends up finding, like, a pink one. So he ends up saying that one. So she's like, all right, you know, fine. So then Hannah kind of does open up, you know. She says that her husband did die of a heart attack, and then she mentions that she also had another person that watched over this whole entire garden. And it was this girl, Beverly Gray, who we're going to end up finding out she also died. So Hannah's the sole beneficiary of Beverly. So it kind of makes sense, you know, where this is all going. So the evidence is piling up against Hannah as well. So Dexter's wondering, like, yo, did Hannah kill both of them, you know? Because at one point when he's conversing in himself, you know, or talking to Harry in the picture, they even talk about, like, that Hannah only killed when she was 15 years old, you know? She only would have been 15 years old. So, like, it's almost like, go easy on her, you know, Dex? Like, chill. You know, almost kind of reminds me of, like, a young Jeremy Dow situation. But Jeremy was way crazier. But Hannah McKay, we're going to end up finding out, is way crazier, too. So, yeah, Hannah McKay always gets her man. That's what the quote should be out of her. So, anyways, we end up seeing Sal Price for the first time. He ended up coming to the police station. And, you know, he's trying to get some new information on Hannah McKay about his book. Because they're discovering the bodies right now. So, sure enough, Dexter ends up going and he's like, oh, Sal Price, like, I'm a fan, you know. And he says, like, hey, you have anything on there? And sure enough, he ends up finding out that, you know, he ends up saying, like, yeah, she might have been more involved in the murders than what you guys actually think. So Dexter's like, you know, can you tell me about it? Just like professional curiosity. And I believe Sal ends up saying that, I forget what Sal says, but, you know, he can. He's like, you know, I'll have to pick up my book or something like that for that. Something witty. But sure enough, he's going to end up having his own blood spatter analyst examine the own crime evidence. And, you know, sure enough, it kind of sucks because Dexter fudged it on purpose, you know, so he can, you know, get in with good graces at Hannah. So it's not going to look good on Dexter's part, you know. So we're going to end up finding out that Sal also finds out that when Hannah was in a halfway house, she was with another woman named Emily, I believe it was. Or no, it's probably not Emily. I'm probably wrong. I'm thinking Emily Birch right now. But whoever that woman is, we're going to find out. And, you know, she ends up finding out that someone saw her poison one of the camp counselors after it was found out that she was accusing that counselor of, like, touching her and her friend. So Dexter's like, wow, you know. So, she, yeah, and she died from rat poisoning as well, so that was also crazy. So the only other evidence that Dexter has is, you know, tangible evidence is that, you know, Hannah poisons rabbits at this point. That's the only thing that he's seen physically that she's poisoned, you know? So anyways, we go back now to Quinn, and, like, we're going to see some crazy spiraling here. This is just the beginning of the end for him. So he's with Nadia again, and she ends up giving him money from George to look the other way. And, you know, he can't really do this. She ends up saying, like, I don't know if you're, like, a bad man or whatnot, or you're a dirty cop. And he says, like, no, I'm not a dirty cop, but, like, I used to take, like, you know, bribes from them, and I'd look the other way and things like that. It was just a simple thing, like money, you know. And but this was when he used to be in narcotics, but now he's done with that, you know. And he says he ends up giving her back the money. And, you know, he says, like, he doesn't want to get involved with the Koshka Brotherhood. He might get himself killed. So sure enough, like, Nadia's agreeing. Nadia doesn't want any of this to go down, you know. So we end up seeing Dexter. He breaks into Sal Price's house, which I love this scene as well. You know, he goes through all of his files, finds out what he has on hand. All right, so then we see Dexter, he goes home, he reads these notes over, and he's finding out, like, you know, what, he's trying to find out the, you know, the guilty verdict, pretty much, for Hannah McKay and everything like that. So, sure enough, he's gonna find out that Beverly Gray had a rare poison from a plant in her blood, and sure enough, he's gonna go look for that blood, you know, proving that she was murdered by Hannah. So, then he ends up going to a handyman, and we end up seeing, you know, Hannah show up. And at that point, Hannah actually brings him a different plant. And it's this cool white, like, blood spatter plant, pretty much exactly how I'm describing it. And she said, I think this, like, suits you a lot better. And, you know, Dexter's just like, wow, showing up. So Deb ends up calling Dexter and asks to talk to her about, you know, what's going on with LaGuardia and the whole Bay Harbor Butcher case, because we're going to find out some crazy things are going on with that, you know? Deb ends up saying that even though, you know, the Bay Harbor Butcher hasn't been, you know, the type of killings that he's done hasn't been, like, seen, LaGuardia ends up saying, like, you know, she remembers a couple years ago there was a man that went after high-profile people, like, the involved in the Barrels Girls case. And, you know, Deb ends up saying, like, I thought that was, like, a vigilante, like, you know. And she says, yeah, but couldn't it be, like, you know, it's just a thought, you know. It's just something to look into. And sure enough, like, Deb's like, yeah, of course, you know. So then we're going to end up seeing Deb, who confronts Dexter about it. And he's like, yeah, didn't you have that weird fucking tenant with a weird fucking name? Was his name Lumen? And sure enough, you know, Dexter, again, this is another thing that he has to confess. And she's just like, Jesus Christ. And he's like, I was, after Rita's death, you know, I tried to help her. She was one of the women who was kidnapped and raped, you know. And he says, don't worry about LaGuardia. I got LaGuardia. The whole season, that's all he says is, don't worry about LaGuardia. I'll take care of it, you know. This whole entire season, I think that's Dexter's number one demise and promise. All right. So let's go to the station now, all right? We end up seeing Batista, very cool. He ends up telling Jamie that, like, he might retire. So Jamie says, are you sure you're not being too impulsive? He says, yeah, with Mike Anderson's death and everything like that, I think it's just time, you know? He wants to purchase a restaurant as retirement, this place called Papa's. So then we're going to go to George. He actually goes and visits Isaac in the prison, and he's saying that, listen, George, that, you know, George tells him that, listen, Quinn wouldn't take the money. And he says, well, you know, we need Quinn's help in order to do this. So Quinn goes to a restaurant. He's supposed to have dinner with Nadia, and instead George is in her place. And he ends up saying, like, don't worry, she's not going to get hurt as long as you just, like, you know, take care of this one thing. And he has to lose the blood evidence that's going to, you know, be used against Isaac Sergo in the crime. And sure enough, you know, Joey has to cooperate because he likes Nadia. So that this is just crazy for poor Joey. So we end up seeing Dexter. He ends up, you know, finally going to visit Hannah's handyman while she's not around. And, you know, he ends up telling her how Hannah really took care of the owner when she was so sick. And she really, like, helped run this place, you know. And, it you know, it's pretty hard to believe that someone like this could actually poison her, because she seems so loving and nice and friendly. But as we know, you know, there's a different side to her. So Dexter is going to go look for the plant now. It's called aconite, and sure enough, he finds it in the backyard, and he notices that she just recently harvested. So again, don't eat anything around her. So sure enough, Dexter thinks that she's going to kill again soon. Who is going to be? Who knows, you know? But sure enough, when she sees Dexter, she's like, Dexter, like, question mark, you know, what the hell are you doing here? And Dexter says, I want to take you out, you know? And sure enough, he just ends up asking her on a date. And this is, like, weird at this point. We're just like, okay, like, you know, he's going to take her out finally. Nice. But, yeah, this is where we're going with that. So, sure enough, the station's going to catch wind after Masuka hears about the retirement. And, you know, Masuka then tells Deb about it. Deb calls Batista in. You know, it's, like, almost like telephone. And he ends up just saying, you know, he's really burnt out. And he thinks that a change of scenery might be nice, you know. And screw it, if it takes a lot and he has to put a lot and heart and soul into this restaurant, well, whatever makes him happy, you know. This is Angel Batista. Angel's such a great guy. It's amazing. Unfortunately, we don't see too much of it, but, you know, we don't see too much of the Papas. But, yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything. So, yeah, whatever makes him happy, you know. Deb agrees as well. So then Deb is then going to end up calling Sal Price, and Sal Price, like, hits on her and everything like that and offers a date. So she's about it right now. She's like, you know what, screw it. And even Dexter tells her he needs to get out, and, you know, maybe she should see that Sal Price guy, because Dexter has plans of her own, you know. We do realize that Deb is a little preoccupied right now, but she still does know that Dexter is killing, you know, people, or, you know, probably vetting them out and stuff like that. Like, he is a killer and everything, and he should be telling her, but obviously he's not going to tell her everything, you know. She probably doesn't even want to know at this point. So, yeah, we end up seeing Quinn. He actually takes the blood evidence, and, you know, Isaac Sergo is going to be free. So that's bad as well. We end up seeing Deb and Sal Price there on this date. And we find out that Sal Price, you know, once he was addicted to cigarettes, he quit the cigarettes. And then I forget if he was, like, addicted to booze. I think he might have said it first. And he put down the bottle. And now he's addicted to chewing on pen caps. So that's very important. There's a reason why I just mentioned that, folks. I'm not just actually doing a really deep scrub into the episode. But, you know, he says, if you end up giving me information on the Hannah McKay case, you know, I'll give you a kiss. This is Deb's proposal to him, and sure enough, like, she's going to do it. And she also hears that Dexter's blood report is messed up, you know, it doesn't match his blood, guys. And she's like, are you kidding me? Dexter's the best, like, there's no way. And then she probably thinks in her head, you know, oh my god, did Dexter, like, actually intentionally do this to, you know, try and get Hannah McKay? And that's what she's gonna, you know, realize. So, sure enough, we end up seeing Dexter. He's gonna take Hannah now to this amazing, like, amusement park. It's like this nice snowy place. And it's cool. It reminds me of the place that we end up seeing Santa's Village in the Ice Truck Killer days. And, you know, she always wanted to go here and everything like that. So, it's a beautiful scene. She's looking all around. And sure enough, now we're gonna get the kill counter. It's going to be at 87 because no one's getting killed this episode. That's right. Even though we see the M99 go down, we see this beautiful kill room. And sure enough, she wakes up and she has no fear at all. It's like she saw this coming for some reason. And she just tells him, like, do what you got to do. And he's just like, this is so crazy. You know, he doesn't, you know, the response out of every single person that has been on this table is like, yeah, what, where am I? And Hannah doesn't even go, fuck. Hannah could kill less. And, you know, this is another time we're going to see Dexter cut her free. And he ends up having sex with her. First time for everything. He doesn't have sex with anyone else on the table. This is the first time he has sex with someone he was just about to kill. So, yeah. This is probably what Zoe Kruger wanted, seeing as she was, like, so obsessed with rape. I shouldn't even make fun of that, but that lady was a little weird, to be honest with you, season 4. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I love it. You know, Dexter's like, what's wrong with you? Killing, on the other hand, I love it. So, yeah, that's going to do it for episode 6, you know, just amazing. And, yeah, so now we're obviously going to see Dexter's new love interest. Where is it going to go from here? How is Deb going to take it? What is going to happen with Sal Price? Everything to come more in episode 7, Chemistry. So, sure enough, it's Dexter and Hannah the next day, and it's almost like a weird sex scene, you know? Okay, it's passionate and everything like that, and we're coming to the climax where they're just chilling and stuff like that. And you know, Hannah grabs a knife and puts it right up to Dexter's throat and ends up saying, like, you know, how do you like how it feels and everything like that. And he ends up saying that it's what I do, you know. And he just adds that, like, you know, it's unbelievable that you know, that he kills, like, all these bad people and everything like that, you know, and she actually weirdly seems okay with that, you know. So we do see some type of connection right here. Two killers. This could be very disastrously. I mean, think about it, right? Vogel tries to warn us. Everybody tries to warn us. So right now, using the hashtag 31 Days of Dexter, please let me know what you believe happens to Hannah McKay before we see new blood, Dexter new blood, please. So anyways, Price and Deb, you know, they had that date and everything like that. So we're gonna see a body exhumed to see if Hannah's ex has actually been poisoned, right? But then we end up finding out that Hannah's ex wasn't even embalmed, so it was a total crapshoot from the very beginning. There's a totally reason for that too, because she doesn't want to get caught, you know. So we end up seeing Dexter and Hannah in a car, and it's amazing, you know. They're talking like, yeah, they can't do this ever again, you know, they definitely can't have sex, she's fine with that, you know. And he's a little like, you know, still kind of like, what the hell happened last night, you know, like, why didn't you really fear? And he ends up just dropping her off, and sure enough, when he does drop her off, You know, this is supposedly the last time that he's going to see her. He ends up seeing Sal Price, who's watching Hannah McKay, and he's like, oh, man. And Sal Price says he puts everything together now, you know. And Dexter's like, please, you can't write about this or anything like that. Like, my career, everything will be over. My sister will hate me. And, you know, he ends up saying, like, I'm not really interested in your life, you know. It's just another story to tell. And he says, like, unless you can keep me... you know, maybe on the inside and things like that, and give me something juicy, you know. So he ends up saying, like, yeah, I can get you in. Like, I even talked to Wayne Randall before he died, you know, and he says, like, that's very smart. I'll think about it, you know. So we end up seeing Deb. She's talking to LaGuardia and everything like that. She ends up saying that, you know, nothing really is coming on this Bay Harbor Butcher situation, you know. And Maria at this point kind of seems like she agrees, you know, there's really nothing that they can, further investigate. So they just got to chalk this one up to solved as James Doakes. So we end up seeing Dexter, you know, he's checking out Price now because he needs to fix this problem. This is huge. And we end up seeing Deb. She ends up coming in and showing him the blood and everything like that from the Wayne Randall killings. And she ends up saying, like, this was by Hannah McKay, wasn't it? And you knew it, you know, like questioning him on everything because she knows that he screwed up the blood evidence just so he could go after her. So she's going to find that out. We end up seeing Dexter and Angel now, and they're called to get the blood evidence for Isaac Serco right now. And Dexter looks for it, and it's missing. And like, what the hell happened? So sure enough, you know, he's going to end up walking if they don't get blood. So they're going to have to go all the way to Mateo's blood and end up finding Isaac Serco's blood. And they end up finding out that, like, the whole entire building is just, like, flooded with fish or something like that, or sewage. I forget what it is, but it's literally disgusting, you know. And Isaac ends up walking, which is insane. So Angel's actually going to talk to Quinn at this point, you know. And he ends up saying, you were the last person in evidence, you know. What was going on here? And he says, like, are you kidding me? Yeah, I was, but it's fine. I had, I forget what case it was called, but he's like, yeah, I had to study up on the something case, you know? So he just plays off like it's fine, and Batista actually believes him. All right, so Sal Price ends up meeting Deb again, ends up bringing that number from Hannah's late husband's sister, and we end up seeing, you know, what happens with that whole thing. We end up seeing Price and, you know, Price and Deb work a lot with each other, at least in this one episode. So we end up seeing Lori. She tells Deb that Hannah had been expecting, but she had a miscarriage, and soon after, her brother Jake's death, you know, all that stuff, and that Deb's suspicions about, you know, Hannah being responsible, you know, are fine. You know, she thinks she might have had something to do with that. So sure enough, we end up seeing Price then confronting Hannah, you know, saying maybe Dexter might be interesting in the new book, seeing this little twist and everything like that. And she said she'll talk as long as, like, you know, you keep Dexter out of the book, please. And, you know, Price ends up calling up Dexter and saying, like, yeah, you know, all right, I'm going to take you up on your offer. It's fine. I want to hear what Wayne Randall has to say, you know, and I want to get on the inside of this. I want to know everything. So we end up finding Dexter. He ends up seeing Christy Lawson, the victim that Price first wrote about in his first book to, like, really, you know, take him off and everything like that. The killer was never found. So sure enough, Dexter's going to go back to his house now, Price's house, and plant evidence linking Price to the murder, just so he has something on Price, you know, in case he tries to throw him in the book, he can blackmail him. So we see him take his toothbrush and everything, and it's amazing. So we end up seeing Hannah and Price. They have an interview, and this is bad because this is right after the embalmment whole fiasco and everything like that. And, you know, it's crazy. So anyways, in the beginning of the interview, we end up seeing Price, and, you know, it's fine. Dexter's going to be left out of it as long as she talks. So that's fine. But we end up seeing Hannah tell a crazy story about, you know, she did in fact kill the people. And that after that, the wife had jumped on Randall to save her husband, and Hannah jumped in to help, and she ends up crying, you know, saying that she stabbed the woman over and over again, you know, and just basically stopped her from screaming. So this looks really good on Hannah's part, you know, she's crying, but I mean, obviously it looks bad, she killed somebody, you know, but she's trying to play the act, because I don't think Hannah really cares about this, to be honest with you, you know. So we're going to see Dexter end up being, you know, even more or less in a scary moment. You know, Isaac ends up finding him at lunch, and he's like, oh shit, you know, he's still being followed by the patrol cars and everything like that, but you know, there's nothing he can do unless he wants to be caught, you know. So he just ends up telling Dexter that, you know, I want to know exactly why you killed Victor, what happened. And, you know, Isaac doesn't believe that it was out of vengeance. Dexter is some type of, he needs something, you know, something more. You know, Victor says that he looked into his eyes and he's seen something. You're not just a regular type of killer, are you, you know? And it's almost like he's trying to get to know Dexter, which is really weird. But Dexter says, if you don't leave me alone, I promise the same thing that happened to Victor will happen to you. So Dexter's not here for one-on-ones or anything like that. So we end up seeing Price. He's going to go by Dexter's place now, and this is pretty awesome. We end up seeing Dexter, you know, he pulls out the evidence saying that he linked it to the murder, you know, that his book took off and everything. And yeah, it seems like Price is about to yell, and sure enough, he, like, has a heart attack. He grabs his chest, he falls, and, you know, even whacks himself off the table, I believe. Or no, breaks the table, and Dexter ends up telling Jamie to call 911, and he tries doing CPR, but Prince is already dead. And, you know, Dex is even questioned by Quinn and Angel. He's talking to Angel, and Batista's, you know, Jamie's being questioned by Quinn, saying, like, you know, Quinn ends up finding out there was an argument, and Quinn even asked Dexter, "Were you guys yelling?" He says, "Yeah, the conversation might have got heated, you know, his guy disagreed with my blood." So actually, it kind of worked out for Dexter. It's awesome. So anyways, yeah, that's all set. And, you know, he wonders how this happened, you know. This seems like maybe he was poisoned. So he's wondering if Hannah had anything to do with that, you know. So Deb's going to arrive on scene, and she knows immediately that it's Hannah McKay, you know. She's like, Sal got too close, and Hannah just killed him. So we end up seeing Hannah. She's brought into the station for questioning, and Dexter's surprised to see her, you know, that she doesn't look scared or anything like that. But Deb's really going to hammer her interview, and she ends up saying she had no idea that Price was even dead, you know. And she says that Beverly and the murder with Randall, you know, there was a talk screen on Price, like, run it and everything like that. And she's not scared in the least, and Dexter's kind of surprised, you know, saying, like, oh, anything that's in the talk screen is going to come up. So we end up seeing Dexter, he ends up going over to Hannah, and she ends up admitting, like, yeah, I put the aconite on the on one of his pens. Or no, not the aconite, I'm sorry, she just said she put something on there. And Dexter ends up saying, don't worry, you know, he destroyed all the files at her house. And she says, you know, it's fine. Her ex, she ends up telling the real story. Her ex threatened to leave her if she didn't end up getting an abortion while she was pregnant, and she killed him, and then she had a miscarriage. And Dexter and her, again, they share a moment, and they start to make up. So we end up seeing Quinn give Angel the money to help pay the restaurant off, you know, and Angel's like, yo, what? This is, like, insane. Stop it, Joey. And he says, no, you know, took out a loan, it's fine, don't worry about it. And it's really the money you got from the Koshka Brotherhood. So at least the money is going to good use, even though a killer is walking free. Right, Joey Quinn? Oh my goodness. Alright, so we end up seeing Masuku gives Deb the talk screen on Prince, and it's negative. So we're like, what the hell? On Price, sorry. I don't know why I want to keep calling him Prince. It's negative. So we end up seeing Unreal. Maria's actually looking up some late night Bay Harbor Butcher things, and I believe she ends up finding some boat records. I believe she ends up seeing something with Dexter. So we end up seeing Deb. She ends up listening to Price's final interview, the one with Hannah, where Hannah admits to killing and then crying. And she's listening it over and over again. And this is the craziest part. This is literally Deborah's downfall, the beginning of it, okay? Deborah asks Dexter, calls him up on the phone while Dexter's in the same bed as Hannah McKay. I will never forget this scene. It's amazing. Like, the fan is there. The camera angle is amazing. Dexter's in bed. And Deb says, I want you to do what you do, Dexter. You know? And this is the first time Deb really considers killing a person, you know? Having Dexter kill a person and be okay with it. So, yeah. A killer is free and Deb wants to stop him. Now she understands Dexter, am I right? All right, so we're going to go right into episode 8, Argentina. Our kill counter remains at 87. He didn't kill Hannah McKay. Instead, he made love with her. And literally, he's in love with her now. We've just seen them share a kiss. So it's crazy. So we see Dexter and Hannah. They end up having breakfast together. And they agree, like, all right, tomorrow, this is it, you know, never again. And they keep doing this, you know. We end up seeing Dexter. He ends up going over to Deb's house early, and they talk about the call from last night. And Deb literally says, like, I know you vetted Hannah, but I vetted Hannah too. All of this is circumstantial, and I can't go after her. And he says, yeah, but he's not going to kill Hannah because he's saying that if he does that for Deb, you know, he's lying to Deb right now, making it seem like if he kills Hannah, because he doesn't want to kill Hannah, he loves Hannah. Or maybe he doesn't love Hannah yet, but he likes Hannah enough not to kill her, okay? And, you know, he's putting off killing her for Deb. But in a heartbeat, if this was a different situation, he would kill her for Deb, I feel like. Or maybe he might wouldn't, you know? He ends up saying that, no, it doesn't go with his code, you know? So sure enough, he gets a text from Aster saying that Grandpa's gallbladder is acting up. And, you know, they're going to the hospital. So we're going to hear about that. We end up seeing Isaac and George. They're meeting, you know. George tries to get Isaac to forget about this whole Dexter Morgan type of situation. Saying, like, you know, this vendetta needs to end. We need to get back to business and everything like that. You've caused a muck, you know. And really, really, this whole thing just needs to end and business needs to go back as usual, you know. But we end up seeing Dexter, and he's at the bakery, you know, Francisco, and he's trying to pick out donuts right now. And he ends up dropping, I forget what he drops, like one of his keys or something like that. And sure enough, there's a couple shots fired into the store. You know, they like shoot the jelly donut and like it all goes out. And Francisco thinks he's like, damn, street kids or something like that. And, you know, Dexter ends up finding out that sure enough, you know, the kids are coming to Miami, but because of Grandpa in his surgery with his gallbladder. And he's like, this is way too unsafe right now with the whole entire Isaac Sirico thing going on. And he just tried to kill me, you know. So Dexter tells Deb to let him handle Isaac, and, you know, he tells her about, you know, the kids are all coming down, and she's going to be like, oh, all right, everybody's going to have to stay with me, you know, that's fine. But she also is planning on going after Hannah McKay if Dexter's not going to, you know. She's like, fuck, if you're not going to, then I'm going to pay her a visit, you know, and Dexter just tells her be careful. So we end up seeing Maria. She tells Deborah that she's leaving for some business. And she's going to the other side of town. So we're like, oh, like, what is this? You know, this has to do with the Bay Harbor Butcher. You know, we just found out that, there's some, you know, maybe a possible new break in Maria's little case over there. So Angel, he ends up, opening his restaurant, which is pretty awesome. We end up seeing Deb. She goes and talks to Hannah, and she ends up saying, like, you know, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but eventually everything's going to come clear, you know, and she's going to nail her for Sal Price's murder. So this is going to be very, very messy. We end up seeing George, and he's on the phone with higher ups now, and he's telling them, you know, that this whole Isaac thing is becoming a problem. You know, he's going after this Dexter guy, and it's not going anywhere. And, you know, he ends up seeing Quinn walk by with Nadia, and he says he has a job for him, and Quinn ends up going to tell him to go fuck himself. So we end up seeing Isaac. He's following Dexter again. You know, Dexter gets a call from Jamie saying that they're 3 hours away and their plan is to meet him at Angel's place. So we end up seeing Dexter. He's going to break into Isaac's place, and sure enough, when he does, he goes to find another hitman. So sure enough, Dexter is going to actually kill this hitman, and we're going to put our kill counter up to 88. Let me just note that right now. 88. Alright. There's going to be more hitmen as well. Dexter kills. Dexter is just a killing machine, am I right? Alright, so this is the first hitman he kills. It's amazing because I remember Isaac Serco. He comes back and he's like, well, Jurg, you know, why don't you go get our boys in blue downstairs and, you know, who else to find out what's going on? And sure enough, we're going to see the whole entire thing, you know, played out by Dexter. And Isaac Serco, again, just kind of like, you know, taunts Dexter, saying, yes, Dex, tell us exactly what happened here, you know? Oh, wow, only. As if you were almost here yourself, it seemed like all this stuff, you know, just being wise, knowing that obviously he probably had something to do with this, but unbelievable. So we see Maria, and she's following up on our lead, and she ends up finding out that just at Coral Cove Marina, there's a list of names of all the cops on there, and she says one of these names in particular was owned to Dexter and Debs, you know, because it was Harry's boat. And he ends up saying that, yeah, it was actually funny about Dexter, you know, he ended up getting rid of his lease too early. His lease was up like 8 months early or something like that, and he ended up taking off. But you know what's dumb about this is he could easily feud this and say that, yeah, Deb gave him the heads up, and he had to move his boat because he found out that Dokes harbored his boat there, you know? So, you know, anyways, we end up seeing him think of something even more brilliant than what I would think of, but I think that's dumb evidence, to be honest with you. But yes, it is a lead, you know, go Maria. All right, now Maria's working on her loan, okay, because she's not going to get Deborah involved if her brother's involved. So we end up seeing all the kids now. We see Aster and Cody, you know, and the whole time, they're just so annoying. They're so teenagers. This is not what Dexter loves, you know, they're yelling, like, Cody has to pee a lot for drinking too much soda. Aster is being really mature these days, but Cody ends up ratting her out, saying, yeah, when she's not smoking pot, you know? And sure enough, Cody even, like, rips out some of her pot, and it's amazing because they're all eating dinner, and, you know, Deb's like, oh my god, do you know how many cops are here? Put that away, you know? Do you want us to get arrested? So it's amazing. We see Dexter. He ends up going to see Hannah. He ends up telling her all about, like, the Ukraine mafia is after him and everything like that, almost like gloating. And she ends up saying, well, like, you know, if you're going to need a van to kind of disguise, why don't you take mine? And sure enough, Dexter's like, wow, that's not a bad idea. So he actually does take her car keys. And, yeah. So we end up seeing Quinn and Nadia, and she ends up saying, like, promise me you're never going to work for the Kotka Brotherhood again, and George, you know, and sure enough, we see George knock on the door. He's going to end up telling Quinn, like, listen, you're going to do this job for me, or I'm going to show this audio, and it's him, like, agreeing to get rid of the evidence, like, George taped it, and he's like, you motherfucker, you know. But, yeah, of course, now Joey's going to have to actually just keep an eye out and look the other way at this point. So we end up seeing that George actually got approval from the higher-ups in Kiev to have Isaac eliminated. So now two more hitmen are going to come, the deadliest men. I know, like, one's Meech of Caffrey and the other one's Benjamin Humphrey, I think I want to say, or something like that. But yeah, again, Dexter is going to take out both these men just in, like, unique ways once I start talking about it. So, you know, Miami Metro, they end up processing all the scene with the whole entire, you know, the first, bodyguard that was all killed, and, you know, it's very cool. We end up seeing Dexter, he goes home, and he ends up throwing down his keys, and, you know, it's almost like if Deb thinks that Dexter killed Hannah real fast, but sure enough, you know, no, this means something else. Dexter says, yes, he's seeing Hannah McKay, and Deb isn't knowing what's going up, you know, she's thinking, like, she's like, do you know how hard it was for me to accept you to even do something like that, like, for me to even want to, and I haven't been like this since I seen you at the church, you know, And he says, like, you know, what were you even doing at the church? And she says, you want to know why I was really at the church? To tell you I'm in love with you, not I love you, you know? And Dexter's like, what? You know, Dexter's like, Deborah, you know? He just is like, he's so, like, confused and just like, wow, you know? It's unbelievable, but, you know, just unfortunately, yeah, that leads to another argument, and she ends up telling him, like, I want you to get out, you know, and Dexter's just like, Jesus, you know, room full of kids and everything like that, this is so bad, and, you know, it's really bad. She says she's even more screwed up than her serial killer brother for loving him like that. So, we're gonna see that pass by. Unfortunately, this is a dark part of Dexter, you know? So, we end up seeing Dexter, Dexter did take the only person that Victor loved was, Isaac loved was Victor. And, yeah, we end up finding out that that was his partner. And he ends up, like, putting a, he flips over a picture of each other. This is Isaac Serco right now and, Victor. And he takes out the picture, you know, and he looks at it because obviously he loved him and everything like that. They were in love, but it was something they had to keep from the brotherhood. They had to keep this on the low. They couldn't do this, unfortunately. You know, they were afraid they were going to be looked down upon or something like that. So, unfortunately, that was going on. But, yeah, you know, it's just like that's the only thing. So he wants revenge, you know, this is like means a lot to Isaac. So we're going to see what happens with those two hitmen in the next episode. And I'll find out their names for sure. They're not in this episode anyways. I just like to name them because I know Dexter does take out a lot of people involved in the Koshka Brotherhood. This is awesome. Such an awesome season, you know. I don't know about you guys. What did you guys think about this season? Use the hashtag 31 Days of Dexter to, you know, start off the conversation and everything. So, sure enough, we're going to end out the episode now with a little Bay Harbor Butcher stuff as well. Maria, again, she's going to start thinking about Dexter and everything like that. And it almost seems like she is going to start looking into him because she thinks that this is how it's going down. You know, she's circling things. This is how she got when she was onto Miguel. Yeah, she doesn't stop from there, you know, especially when she has dots to connect. And you know, at this point in Dexter's life though, besides that, it seems like everything is perfect. He's really liking Hannah, which is really a surprise, right? So that's going to do it for episode 8, Argentina. So I'm going to see you tomorrow for day 27. That's right. Can you believe this? I can't believe we're already at day 27, where I'm going to go over the last 4 episodes of season 7, and we're going to have we're having one more guest on the 31st, our Halloween special. But yeah, this is the last superfan guest. Me and my girlfriend, we're just going to do the Halloween episode. I'm gonna recap the episodes in the beginning. I'm doing a little interview with her, and then we have a little fun segment I have planned for you guys for Halloween. So that'll be very fun. If you guys would like to join me, I'd really appreciate that. Also, if you guys are enjoying the podcast thus far, please leave a like, share it if you could. Anything, you know, you like I said, you don't have to ever donate money, to at least to me, to make me know that you appreciate me or anything like that. It's just you leaving a simple like or a share, or even listening, you know. If you subscribe and rate, that's amazing too. If you leave a review, that's awesome because I really want the reviews. If you guys can actually all leave a review, that would be really awesome for me. That I'd really appreciate that. But just in general, you know, always, you know, it takes nothing. It doesn't cost anything. What does it cost? Like 2 seconds of your time, you know? Do that to all your friends today. If you guys could do that to everyone, you know, gas up whatever they're posting. If they're promoting themselves, you know, help their brand, anything like that. Please do that for me. So, yeah, this is going to end it out for another 31 Days of Dexter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.